You mentioned too that you were involved in golf.
Yeah.
Was that in the Burnaby area?
Well, Burnaby Mountain.
Okay.
We used to, we used to have a Japanese members Pacific Ladies Club,
Ah.
and we used to have a tea time every Tuesday night. Tuesday. And then, of course, there's pitch and putt right across from where we lived. We
Oh,
just
was
walked
there?
down, yeah.
Ah.
Grandview,
I didn't know about that.
yeah, Grandview pitch and putt. Not pitch and putt, but I mean range,
A driving
golf
range? Yeah.
driving range, yeah. My husband and I used to take our clubs, and Westover used to be a teacher at that time. He didn't charge us for anything because we knew him.
I guess Burnaby Mountain Golf Club would be fairly new at that time,
Yes,
too.
yeah. That was later on in the year. And then the Riverway went, came in, right? And then there was a pitch and putt on Kingsington pitch and putt. No, what's that area? There's a pitch and putt on little pitch and putt there. Kings. But see, my
Well, they
memory
have
is
one in
just
Central Park as well that's still there
Central
now.
Park is still there, but there's another one on near Broadway, past Broadway near what's that street? Can't remember. There is a pitch and putt place. If you go down Holdem, I think.
Okay. I'm not a golfer, so
Yeah, there is
not
one.
familiar with all the golfing spots around town. That sounds like golf was a big pastime for you
Oh,
then.
yeah. Golf every holiday, golf trips. Summer, winter. We used to have a whole bunch
Was
put
that
together.
and so this is by the 60s
That would
you
be
were
in the, no, it'll be in the 70s.
more moving into the
Yeah,
70s.
around 73. 71, 71, 73. My husband was golfing before that, though.
And was your husband from the Burnaby area as well, or did Vancouver?
No, he used to, before the war, they were in Mission. Maple Ridge, actually. Closer, I think he was closer to your grandma's place, too, right? They were just about neighbors.
And I mean, any other sort of hobbies
Other than golf?
other than golf?
Mostly we for recreation. It was, well, we used to have a dance club, a
Oh,
Japanese dance club.
sounds like fun. So where did you go dancing?
Everybody's house.
Oh, at homes, huh? Yeah, I've been sort of tripping over the history of community halls as well, and it
Yeah, the
sounds like they
community,
were popular.
Japanese community hall had it. It's called, no, is it Norwegian? Our community? It's on near, it's on Hastings and one block before. What's that street? There's a small community there yet. I think it's not Norwegian, it's close to Hastings and Gore.
Oh, okay, again in the Vancouver
Yeah,
side.
Vancouver side. They used to have, used to be a Japanese community and sing every weekend. Dancing or any party, we used to get together over there every Saturday night.
And
Remember you?
any arts that maybe in the Burnaby area that that you participated in? Were concerts?
Well, whenever there's a veteran thing, we go in there.
Oh, veterans?
Yeah, because my husband was a veteran.
Ah, I see. And was there a Legion in Burnaby that you remember? Is that?
Yeah, it was on Patterson. Patterson,
so.
And it's they sold it, and they were gonna have a social housing there. Do you read about it?
If I did, I don't recall it offhand.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But in
it's no longer there
South
now
Burnaby
because
the
Legion had to close up. A lot of these regions are, you know, like there's one in Langley there. They're closing up.
Mm-hmm. I think legions probably were more popular in the decades
in those
following
days,
the
yeah,
Second
but
World
now
War.
There's hardly any, you know, like, I think there's still one in Burnaby, isn't there?
Well, there weren't too many places you could get, you know, you could have a glass of beer around town in Burnaby. I think Legions are one of the few places you could do that.
Yeah, they used to have we used to go to Christmas parties and other, you know, Easter and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans used to get together. So, a lot of, you know, function the Korean vets.
Okay, right. Yeah.
I know we helped them fundraising for the at Central Park. They built the cenotaph there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly we were involved in those things a lot.
In Legion or
Legion
in regional activities.
Oriented, yeah.
Well, I guess another big institution that went in nearby would have been BCIT. Was that something that you saw
my brother and my brother went to BCIT for a little while, and then he went to university after that.
Do you remember what he studied?
He was studying medical, I think, but then he changed his mind and got his PhD for pharmaceutical.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He was going to be a doctor, but he says, oh, that's too long, so he went into pharmaceutical, but he couldn't find any job in Burnaby or in BC.
So that was after
because
his
he had his PhD and he's overqualified.
Right.
So he went to Kansas.
Oh, wow.
And then he wanted to come back to BC. So he did come back for a little while until he got the job with the government into fisheries. Because it's still to research, so, you know. So then he moved to Nova Scotia, New Brunswick.
Do you remember if the opening of BCIT was you know, quite exciting, or did it happen quite quietly? I mean, did everyone know?
Well,
about
it was, because remember going to BCIT, we used to walk up, because it's just a walking distance.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have a bakery and, you know, meat, and we used to go for a cheap lunch. I guess you heard about that, eh?
No, I haven't.
No.
Tell me about the bakery and cheap lunches.
Oh, the bread was just delicious.
Uh-huh.
It comes out of the oven, and the meats are, like, they have to practice cutting meats and sausages or whatever, right?
Oh, these were the students.
BCIT, yeah, students running
it. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, they moved that part out to Vancouver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we used to load ourselves with fresh bread. And then meat, too. It was really, really cheap.
Yeah, I wonder if that was the
before they, and then
yeah,
they moved to Vancouver.
The trade school side of BCIT, because there were two schools there, actually. The provincial school, was it the BC Vocational School?
Vocational School,
yeah. Burnaby campus.
Yeah, and then they call it BCIT after that.
Right next door.
Yeah. I remember we used to walk all over the around the area, and you know, and then people used to, after a while, people used to ask if they could park because they had to pay for parking.
Mm.
So they would prefer to pay us because it's just only 5 minutes away.
These are students mostly.
Yeah, students.
Yeah, so definitely a car campus
in
that area.